Lake Texoma State Park was once one of Oklahoma's most popular tourist sites. Then much of it was sold to a private development firm that has yet to fulfill its promise to build a $500 million resort. State Impact's Logan Layden says the matter was recently settled in court, but many local residents don't like the result.
Even on a Tuesday, campers dot the shore at Lake Texoma State Park and vacationers fire up their bass boats and jet skis. The park is bustling, really. But go a couple of miles west to the small town of Kingston, Oklahoma, and residents like Sheldon Stauffer will tell you things aren't like they used to be.
If you go look at it now, it's just weeds and trees, and I mean, they just totally let it go to nothing.
The state sold 750 acres of the park to a private development company called Point Vista in 2008. As part of the agreement, Point Vista demolished the lodge and closed the golf course. The operators of an arcade and riding stables left.
I don't think they're going to do anything with it, personally. You know, like it's been, what, 8 years or whatever, and they haven't even started, so I don't have much faith that they're going to.
Stauffer is manning the register at his mother's bait and tackle shop on Main Street in Kingston, just a couple of ancient but occupied buildings down from the town's only streetlight. He says when all those park-related attractions left, so did a lot of the bait shop's business.
Without the people staying there, you know, I would say we've lost 30 to 40% most years. Those first 3 or 4 years after they tore the lodge down, I mean, we were basically just breaking even.
It was an experiment in privatization. Texoma State Park was prime real estate on this large, beautiful lake near the midpoint between Dallas and Oklahoma City. In exchange for selling a big chunk of the park with its outdated lodge and millions of dollars in maintenance backlogs, the state got nearly $15 million. Also, Point Vista promised to build a lakeside paradise of hotels, condos, and restaurants.
Our objective is clear, which is to build a destination where Oklahoma capital can stay in Oklahoma and also capture out-of-state capital in our state. For our first two phases.
That's Point Vista Chief Operating Officer Scott Fisher in a 2010 video update on the Texoma project, where he touts plans for hundreds of residential lots and a $750 million master plan community with a hotel and conference center. But those grand ideas still haven't been realized. Eventually, the state commissioners of the land office sued Point Vista to start doing what they promised or return the land to the state. The case was settled in May, and here's what the state agreed to. Point Vista gets to keep all the land it originally bought except for 50 acres, which the state is buying back for about $5 million, with the idea of selling it to a third party that will put a hotel there. The original deal required Point Vista to develop certain projects on established deadlines, but the new settlement doesn't put any restrictions on what the company can do with the land, even selling it.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
Boyd Steele.
Boyd Steele lives on the edge of the park and was part of a failed lawsuit to stop the original sale.
And I was president of the Friends of Lake Texoma group trying to get the park restored. No one would listen. All these people around here, all they could see was honey and milk. But I told them it's not going to happen.
He says the recent settlement is too favorable for Point Vista. It doesn't make any sense to him.
There's something wrong with that picture. There's a skunk in the wood pile somewhere.
His friend, John Wigley.
A lot of things happened we didn't know about. We still don't know the details of what they've done now. Understand they bought back 50 acres, but I don't know what 50 acres.
The known details about the recent settlement come from a September 2015 press release from Governor Mary Fallon's office. I emailed Fallon and the state commissioners of the land office to find out why they agreed to the deal. I got an email from Fallon's office saying the state's goal is still to bring beneficial development to the area's economy. And Brent Gooden, with the public relations firm that represents Point Vista, says in an email he's pleased with the settlement and the company can now focus on future development opportunities, though there aren't any specific plans right now. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by Oklahoma Pork Council, committed to ethical animal agriculture and safeguarding Oklahoma's natural resources.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's NPR member stations. We have a link to the reporting project online at kgou.org. You can follow them on social media. They're at State Impact OK and at Logan Layden.